Supporting and recognizing farmers and agriculturalists has always been a priority for Culver's. They strive to create programs that do just that, while also benefiting FFA chapters, which are the future of the agriculture industry. Allison Demmer, Public Relations Manager at Culver's, shares more about their new farmer appreciation program, To Farmers with Love.
Culver's To Farmers with Love contest is our way of appreciating farmers as we continue through the harvest season. This is an opportunity for guests and other individuals to nominate a farmer in their life to win a prize package, which is all part of Culver's Thank You Farmers project.
So how was it created and why?
We created this project because at Culver's, we are always looking for ways to show our gratitude and appreciation for farmers. And we've been doing this since the Thank You Farmers project started in 2013. And if you remember back in 2018, we did a similar program that supported Wisconsin dairy farmers. But this year we wanted to make an even bigger impact and have farmers from across the country be able to win the chance to be celebrated by Culver's. So this year we opened it up for a longer period of time from November 1st to the 15th to give our guests a little bit longer of a chance to support farmers and nominate them for a chance to win.
Why is it important for you guys at Culver's to support farmers? Can you talk about that relationship aspect that you have with them?
Culver's started in Wisconsin, and when we started in 1984, farmers and ranchers were the people who helped us serve quality food to our guests. And that relationship and sentiment continues forward. We know today that we couldn't serve our delicious butter burgers and fresh frozen custard and all of the quality food on our menu if it wasn't for the farmers who grow our food. So we always are looking for ways to show our appreciation and to help our guests feel connected as we invest in agriculture, because we know if we're going to continue to have a sustainable food supply for the future, we need to continue to produce nutritious food for our growing population, and that won't be possible without farmers.
How can people be nominated?
People that are interested in nominating a farmer to win a prize package can go to culvers.com/To Farmers with Love. And from November 1st through the 15th, so it's already live, they can nominate through a nomination portal. Basically, what we're looking for is information about the farmer, and we want to know a little bit more about why this farmer should be nominated and why they make a difference in their community and on agriculture and sustainability in our food supply. So they can go on to that site I mentioned. I'll say it again, culvers.com/To Farmers with Love. Nominate a farmer there until November 15th, and then we'll be selecting 15 winners.
So how will these winners be selected?
We will be selecting the 15 winning farmers for the contest through a team at Culver Franchising System, LLC. We'll be looking at who the farmers are and really what the nominator said about them, and we'll be selecting the 15 farmers in that retrospect. If they are selected, the farmers will have a chance to win a $500 cash prize, of course, Culver's gift cards so they can enjoy them at our restaurants, and some Thank You Farmer Project swag. But then an exciting part of their win is these 15 farmers will also have a chance to tell us which local FFA chapter they want to donate $575 to. And we at Culver's will make a donation in their name to their local FFA. And that's a really fun, exciting thing that I love about this program, because we're not only helping the farmers, but Culver's is continually invested in agriculture education and supporting national FFA and local FFA chapters. So this gives us a chance to help farmers connect to young agriculturalists in their communities and help their FFA chapters even more.
Speaking of FFA, how much have you given this year to FFA, and how does that compare to other years past?
So far, we've been able to donate over $3.5 million, and that number will be even more since 2013. But really a great part about the Culver's efforts is that a lot of the funds that are raised locally, so each year we have our Scoops of Thanks Day in May, those funds that are donated at the restaurant are going to local FFA chapters. So we have to wait for our restaurants to report all of the dollars that they're giving locally across the country. And then that allows us to see how much has really been invested in agriculture education and agriculture throughout the year.
Lastly, what is the real take home about the Culver's to Farmers with Love contest? Why should people nominate farmers that they see? What would be your one, hey, this is great, start nominating?
I think harvest season is a stressful time for farmers. And at Culver's, we always just want to brighten a farmer's day and show them that people care about them. So you should nominate a farmer and give them a chance to be recognized by Culver's and their peers for being someone who's making a difference in agriculture and ensuring that we can continue to have a vibrant agricultural community for years to come. So if you're listening, I would say go on to culvers.com/2farmerswithlove and nominate a farmer, because if they're selected to win, it will not only brighten their day, but it will support them financially, make them feel appreciated, but also support a local FFA chapter near you.
That was Allison Demmer, Public Relations Manager at Culver's. To learn more and nominate a farmer in your life, go to culvers.com/2farmerswithlove. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.